Om Namaste everyone. I sincerely apologize for this delay in the podcasts. My throat was bad and a lot of these weird infections that are going around, one of them just managed to catch me bad. But I'm back. Over a period of this one and a half week, I realized two very interesting things which I wanted to share with you, and I was waiting for myself to get back to talking so that I could talk to you about it. Interestingly, two very simple things which we can do to keep ourselves positive, happy, healthy, which is very important, is to keep the vibe of your body high and to please stay away from human parasites. So in the last 2 weeks of this running around here and carrying my body here and there and doing a couple of things here and there, I realized that it is very important to keep the body vibe high despite the fact of what anybody says or what anybody has an opinion on or whatever anybody has to comment on, no matter what anybody judges on. If you have the right vibe of your body, you can battle, fight, counter anything. That's true. For the past almost 1.5 years since the time I've been on this path of spirituality, where I figured out that no matter how badly you want something, no matter how much you are desperate for something, you have to let it go. You have to surrender. And that surrender is not giving up on anything. It is not feeling hollow. It is not feeling bad. It is not getting into the victim position. It is a situation where you let go yourself in terms of desires, in terms of wants. And the moment you actually make peace with yourself and you tell yourself, you know, this is just an ego statement, that is the very minute your body gets the signal that it's time. And that obsessive codependency comes to a halt. I'm not talking out of a state of illusion. I'm talking out of a state of practice. And it's not me and my experiences. There are a lot of people out there whom I'm talking to regularly who are victims of this obsessive codependency. And this obsessive codependency gets us in the web of human parasites. So we're dealing with two subjects over here, which is one, the body vibe, and two, the human parasites. Both are correlated. That's exactly why I will take them together here. Body vibe is very important. To eat well, sleep well, talk well, and be in very good company. The more positive your thoughts are, the more positive things you're feeding your mind, the more positive your body will remain. In the family of people that I come from, in the by religion, as I call myself, a Hindu, and we have been practicing through our Hinduism a sattvic diet, which means you eat well for the body, that keeps the vibe of the body well. Keep yourself in satsang, which means that you stay with good people, talk about good things. It doesn't mean you definitely, you know, sit down and start singing songs in praise of Lord. You can do that too. Definitely, that's not bad. But keep yourself in good, positive company. And three, keep your body in a very positive state by regularly keeping it active. The more your body is lazy, the more your vibe will go low. Above all this, it's very important to practice any faith, any religion. The more your energy is linked with the inside divine energy, the more this body chants the name of the divine, the more you get linked to the source to get any energy. Whatever religion, whatever faith, whatever cult, whatever sect, whatever God's name you take it. Please chant. Please do meditations. Please go to the YouTube where you see all the things of DIYs and everything. Figure out what is your best way. And if you're really hungry for it, my friend, the Guru will just walk in your life. I found my Guru on my birthday a couple of years back. And since then, this life has been completely divine. And I've had the experiences of my life where I have never turned my back to challenges. I've never escaped, because all I was taught was keep the body vibe right. Keep your and your mind is going to be perfect, because the right body vibe means a perfect balance of your mind. Perfect balance of your mind means you will make good decisions, and good decisions actually take you to a better life. most of the time, whenever a challenge comes, we just want to run away. We want a shortcut. We just don't want to do it because that might bring us into a tight situation. We might end up hurting somebody. But if you have the right vibe for your mind, the right vibe for your body, the mind will be so stable. It will be so peaceful to take the right decisions. Trust me, my friends, you will be really proud of yourselves. Very important to keep the body vibe high. That's exactly what's going to make your life a little better. Secondly, human parasites. Human parasites are not these crawly creatures which are roaming on around you. These are absolutely okay human beings who feed onto your energy all the time. They are people who pose to be victims of the destiny. These are humans who love to say this, you know, I don't know why God is doing this to me. My friend, God is not doing anything to you. God is not so free to come down and do this to you. You've sown the seeds of this and you're getting back whatever you've sown the seeds of. Generally, whatever area you make your investments in, returns will come from there. So these specific human parasites are people who will take all your energy because all your positive energy will go to them. They will show you they are victims, they are bad, they are in a bad state, but they will leave you with no energy. Your body vibe, your energies will go down. And slowly and steadily, these people will start sucking onto you. They will make you toxic. They will make you non-believers. They'll make your ego high. Because they do not want you to realize the truth. That is exactly why they'll keep flattering you. They'll keep showing you rainbows. They'll keep showing you pictures of you, which you are not. And they will also not let you face the challenges of life. Because the moment you start realizing the truth, you will realize their truth, that they are escaping. These are specific human parasites, is the word used for them, because that's what their nature is. These are low energy human beings who have been escaping their problems, who have been using people, who use their ego to push themselves. These are those typical narcissists, toxic humans, who just used everything around and who think money can buy everything. So my friend, if you are a nice, happy, sweet person, please find similar people of your gravity. Find your own tribe. Don't get your ego flattered by these human parasites. Stay away from the person who flatters you more. It's better to be with critics than to be with these human parasites, because those critics at least will tell you this is wrong with you. You will have a better thing to do. You will learn. You will improve yourself. But these human parasites will never let you improve. They will never let you seek. They'll never let you be honest. Until the time you don't become honest, you don't seek the right path, nothing in your life will become better. Nothing in your life will be good. Because what you think is good is actually the picture that they show you. And that's the glory that you start living in. And the false picture of your glorious life will only take you away from reality, which will not let you have any peace. So the more you keep your body vibe high, the more these human parasites will go away from you, because they do not like your happy energy, because they want you to feel the same victim that they feel. Keep yourself away from all these people who think they are victims, because all those people who think they are victims are just escapists. Stay away from them. If they actually need anybody, they need themselves. The moment they start needing themselves, the divine will come to their rescue. You please rescue yourself. Keep seeking the truth. Keep your body vibe high. Meditate, exercise, eat well, be with good people. Don't do social listening much. Being on the social media will only make your life get information overloaded. Get the information that you need to keep your brain in a very positive mode. Stay with good people. And please stay away from these human parasites. You can recognize them. They'll have very simple three traits. They'll always show you they are victims. They're always going to be in need for something or the other. And third, the moment you try to leave them, they will start blackmailing you. They will start fighting with you. There is going to be all toxicity. So they'll keep you with them by just emotionally blackmailing you. So if you are being blackmailed and emotionally trapped in a relationship, it's not the truth, my friend. Set yourself free. The divine will help you. Keep seeking the truth. The divine is always there. Surrender to the truth. Don't give up on life. Keep seeking. Namaste.